So this is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4, and this is letter 1090. And Baruch Hashem, the Ches Tammuz, the 8th of Tammuz, Tovshin Yud Aleph. The Rebbe is sending it to the leadership, to the teachers, the Rosh Misiftas, in the yeshivas of Achit Mim and Lubavitch, in each of the cities. Boston had a yeshiva, Pittsburgh had a yeshiva, Worcester had a yeshiva. I don't think Chicago had, but there was various different yeshivas. Montreal had a yeshiva. It's interesting. The regular yeshiva is called Tom Chet Mimim. That would be the Tom Chet Mimim. That was the original name. But the other yeshiva, the sister yeshivas, were called Achet Mimim, the brothers of the Tumimim. So it's the those who are connected. And the Rebbe is sending to them a letter in response to their requests and their questions, the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe says, now there is going to be change of the order, many yeshivas in the summer months. So the Rebbe says, I want you to pay attention to the following. I guess the summer was coming. This is talking about the end of the season, the learning season, and now vacation is coming upon them. So the Rebbe wants to make a few points. He says, number one, also during the days that the students are in yeshiva and they are studying, they are occupied, they're diligently studying, it is the obligation on the educators never to take off their mind from the students, even for the time that they're not in school. So when they go home, it still remains the responsibility of the educators to be concerned how the children are behaving and what they're doing outside of the walls of the actual school. And they must put a lot of effort, with very strong effort, that their conduct and their lifestyle should be at all the times that it should be. So in other words, don't think that you're only responsible for the time that they're in the yeshiva and the walls, but it's your responsibility to make sure that even when they leave. Of course, the Rebbe says this would apply in the summer months, that at that time it requires an even more to pay attention to know about each one of them, where they are and what they're occupying themselves, and to try to help them with all kinds of support that they should go in the proper way. The Rebbe doesn't specify here, send them to camps, send them to good places. They shouldn't be hanging out in the street, which is a very dangerous place. That's my adding my words. That can be detrimental. And sometimes they say that these two summer months that the children don't have any structure, that they do, can undo a whole year of Seder, because they get involved, because there's no structure and they're sort of free to do. So the Rebbe says, and the Rebbe brings down of our sages, that even when you are not visible to the students, you're still supervising them, which means you are still in, you still care about them, you still control them. So the Rebbe says, there is no limit, the Rebbe says, for the teachers, the educators, as much as you know now, there's no end to how much you can upgrade your own knowledge. The Rebbe wants them to utilize, even the most proficient expert teachers should utilize the summer months in order to increase your own knowledge level. The teachers, the Rebbe's encourage them to utilize the summer to increase their own level of knowledge in those aspects which are important to your work at the school, so that you can be a better teacher and that you can be a better educator. Also, that Rebbe says to remind the lay people who are occupied in the yeshiva, that while they are in vacation in the country, on some places, so that they should utilize any opportunity that they come in contact with a new face to bring them to try to support the yeshivas, try to get them involved into the yeshiva work, and to explain to them that Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim bo v'samchel b'usher, that it's a tree life, those who support it are not only m'usher, I'll take the m'usher l'mereishoy, it's not only m'usher that they're fortunate, that those who support Torah are fortunate, but also you get it from the top, which means they get the best of the blessings. Number four, the Rebbe says, one should never be satisfied, should not be satisfied with the number of students in the yeshivas. As long as there are children that are fit to go to the yeshivas, and they don't go to yeshiva because their parents don't recognize the urgency, the necessity of having a good education, a Torah education, it's therefore the obligation to organize in all places a effort that is done with intensity, with a proper excitement, in order to increase the number of students in the yeshivas. There is not enough words to describe the great zechus, the great privilege, to save even one soul physically, and how much more so spiritually. The Rebbe brings the reference to the Talmud. To save one child, to help one child. The Rebbe says, I'd be very interested to hear from your good activities that are done in this spirit, and whether you have a day camp, and I hope to receive good news about this. Towards the coming up, the days of redemption of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, the redemption of my father-in-law, with the titles of Zeth, and also the redemption of all those quoting from his father-in-law, all those people who are occupied trying to spread Torah. As my father-in-law writes, that his blessing should be fulfilled, Hashem will open up his good treasure, and he will give a flow to all those who hold the Torah dear, those who study and those who teach publicly, amongst all Jewish people may they live, a flow of life and blessing, plentiful till no end, to none, with blessing in your holy success, in your holy work. You should have plentiful of physical and spiritual good. And here you see again, the Rebbe sent it to all the different yeshivas over here, but here you see again how the Rebbe was building, encouraging. And I was talking about yesterday, we had a little get-together. It should have been a big get-together, because we know that the Rebbe was constantly encouraging and pushing people to do. And that's exactly what I said yesterday over here, in which we had the conclusion of the Rambam, the Maimonides, entire text. Even though the Rebbe's work, you know, thank God, still goes on and with more strength, and we feel the Rebbe's energy, we feel the Rebbe's presence, we feel the Rebbe's input all the time, because look what's going on over here with the young generation even, and really it continues to go and prosper. But there's one thing: when the Rebbe was physically with us, the Rebbe would take every opportunity, just like in his letter over here that we're just reading on. But the Rebbe would say every Fabringen, every time we would gather together, the Rebbe would encourage, demand, and push the people to action all the time. The Rebbe would push to action. The Rebbe would push. So that was just a non-stopping voice, non-yielding and non-stopping, and a never-ending, continuously encouraging, patting you on the back if necessary, and saying you got to do more, and you got to do more. As Rebbe said, if you have one child who doesn't go to the right education because they don't have the proper appreciation of it, then we haven't done our job. Our job is not finished yet. We still got to get to them. And these kids are waiting for us. But the Rebbe would speak to that, and he would speak to thousands of people, and his word would go out. And it's different when you hear it directly from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe pushes you, then everybody goes out and acts on it. That part of it, we don't have. The physical pushing us all the time, do more. So we do, a lot of us do, but we don't have that push, and therefore it's not being done at that level, number one. Also, you know, people do what fits their, you know, their needs. And sometimes, you know, like you do to be yoitza. To be yoitza means just to do your obligation. So you come into the shul, you know, you daven, you go home, and that's it. But if you want to do it with, stay sometimes, learn together, you do more than just the minimal. You do, because you're excited about doing it. That's what would happen when the Rebbe would demand. It wouldn't just be just to do it. We would do it. So What do? We gotta be the Rebbe's voice. So when I read Rebbe's letters, that's, I feel like the Rebbe is talking to us, and talking to me, and talking to all of us, and telling us that we have to see to it, to work harder, and to do more, and hopefully we actually heed the Rebbe's call, and try to do more. But that's why we miss the Rebbe physically, and we pray for the coming of Mashiach, like we learned in the end of the Rambam yesterday, and the world will come to its completion. But we got to do the Rebbe's work now, so we got to be his voice. And you see, the Rebbe built this, and this was in 1951, right? And the Rebbe kept on this thing all the years of his leadership, continues demanding, and that's how we build up. Never tired, never ceased. Keep on doing.